This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, in just under 2 weeks' time, the Tour de Yorkshire will be here, and like previous years, that'll mean road closures along the route. Harrogate will be particularly affected as it's hosting the finish of Stage 2. We've been finding out more from James Gilroy, who's the Council's Transport and Planning Officer for the cycle race.
We work in partnership with a range of other agencies, Harrogate Borough Council, North Yorkshire Police, Fire and Rescue, obviously Welcome to Yorkshire and ASO, who are responsible for the delivery of the race. And we work primarily looking at the highway side of things, so looking at road closures, ensure road condition, those kind of things, making sure that the road network is able to host the race and also host a normal weekend in North Yorkshire and Harrogate Borough.
So just looking at the roads that are going to be affected, just explain how that works, because there are some full closures but then other rolling closures.
Yeah, that's right. The vast majority of the race route is closed under rolling road closures. So they typically last in the region of around about 45 minutes to an hour. So effectively the police motorcycle escorts who escort the race from Tadcaster to Harrogate, they'll close the race route off around about 20 to 30 minutes before the actual peloton arrives. And then as soon as the race has gone through, the last race vehicle is clearly marked. It's a large vehicle with a big promotional screen on the back, and it's a lot of signs on it saying end of race. And effectively, once that's gone through, the roads are back to normal. So we're not in a position where we have widespread closures like we did for the Tour de France back in 2014. Now, clearly, that doesn't work everywhere across the race route. In starts, finishes, in busier locations across the race route, we have to close the roads down, mainly for spectator safety, but also allow us to construct the finish areas and the start areas, deploy barriers, remove traffic signals, traffic islands, those kind of things, to make sure that the race can actually function and show off, and effectively show off the county and the area as best as possible across the globe.
Now, we've had the Tour de France in 2014 and then the Tour de Yorkshire the last couple of years. So you've had a lot of practice, haven't you, at organising for this big event?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, I've been involved since early 2013 when we started planning for the Tour de France, the Grand Depart, which was quite an undertaking. Now, obviously, I've been working on the Tour de Yorkshire in 2015 and 2016, as have colleagues across the county and colleagues across the borough councils and district councils in North Yorkshire. So we do have a fair bit of experience now in organising and supporting these major bike races and events across the county. Now, we have learned a lot from over the past few years, and we're trying to put that into the delivery this year in terms of scaling back the road closures as far as possible. We understand better now how the race actually functions, how it operates. And I think as well, the public of North Yorkshire, they're starting to get a better understanding of how the race operates. They understand now that it's not your 7-8 hour closures that we had for the Tour de France. You know, in the main, most roads, as I mentioned before, 45 minutes to an hour tops that are closed for. So it's a short amount of disruption, but we feel it's worthwhile for the sort of the way that it publicises the county across the world.
And clearly parking restrictions and details of the road closures are going to be on the County Council website, but will you be putting this information up on signs as well, or at least pointing people to the right place?
That's correct, yes. I mean, as you mentioned, there will be parking restrictions right away across the race route. We don't really want any vehicles parked on the race route, if at all possible, because it does cause a potential safety risk to both participants, the race convoy and spectators alike. Over the past week or so, we've been deploying advance warning signs, letting people know when the race is coming, what time to expect the rolling road closures to come through. And that information obviously replicated on the County Council's website at www.northyorks.gov.uk/tour. Additionally, information is available at Welcome to Yorkshire's website, www.thetouryorkshire.com. And also on Harrogate Borough Council, they've got information on spectator activities and how communities are getting involved at www.harrogate.gov.uk/TDY.
So on the weekend itself, will you be out and about just to sort of make sure that people are observing the restrictions and that sort of thing?
We'll have teams right across the right across the race routes, all three stages over the race weekend, just patrolling, just to make sure everything's in order. We work closely with, as I mentioned before, our partners at North Yorkshire Police and the Borough Councils. There will be several control rooms set up across the race route to deal with any incidents and issues that arise across the race weekend. Clearly, if there's anything such as a blue light response, we'll be working closely with the race itself to make sure that blue light access is maintained. You know, just making sure that it's business as usual as far as possible across the county and that the race is able to prove to be a success once again.
The Saturday particularly is going to be, I guess, the biggest challenge because you've got the women's race as well as the main race, haven't you?
That's right, yes. I mean, there's a bit of a logistical challenge, but we've been planning for this event for a good 4 or 5 months now, and you know we're in a position working with Welcome to Yorkshire and ASO where I think we've got virtually all the plans in place now, and it is a bit of a challenge for ourselves, but I think for the public of North Yorkshire to be able to host two world-class cycle races on the same day, on the same route, is a fantastic opportunity. It worked last year really, really well, and the course this year is a bit more challenging for the women's race in particular, so it should prove to be a really spectacular day all round, really.
Obviously, we've got Harrogate, the place which is most affected by this because of its staging the finish on the second day. But obviously, other areas are going to be affected. Ripon, you've got some road closures there, haven't you?
We have, yes. I mean, as you mentioned, the main road closures are in Harrogate Town Centre with the A61 West Park and Parliament Street, and the roads leading off that being closed from 5 o'clock on the Saturday morning through to around about 9 o'clock in the evening on the Saturday, and then the more southern section of Ripon Road from Springfield Avenue down to Parliament Street, and a short section of King's Road and a short section of Crescent Road will be closed from around about 9 o'clock in the morning through till 7 o'clock in the evening. That's to make sure we can get all the barriers deployed, remove the traffic signal heads, etc. As you mentioned, Ripon, we are putting a small-scale closure in Ripon City Centre, and that takes in Marketplace West and Fishergate. And there'll be a fully signed diversion in place to divert traffic for Highscale Gate, Westgate, Blossom Gate and on Marshall Way back up to North Street. And additionally, we do have some traffic management in Lofthouse on the one categorised climb of the race, which is the Côte de Lofthouse. There'll be a one-way system in place in the direction of the race route from just north of Lofthouse Village over the top to Leighton Reservoir. That'll be enforced from 9 o'clock on the Saturday morning through till 5 o'clock in the evening, and that's in place really to ensure we keep traffic to an absolute minimum on that section because it is very narrow and we're expecting a large crowd in the Lofthouse area to watch the cyclists as they endure the climb of the Côte de Lofthouse.
And to make the whole traffic management easier, you're encouraging people to, wherever they can, to walk or cycle, obviously just not drive and clog up the roads.
I mean, certainly North Yorkshire, Harrogate, Ripon, Pateley Bridge, everywhere is open for business as usual. We don't want to be putting anybody off, but we want to make sure that, you know, we want to use this as an opportunity for people to, you know, to get out and walk into the town and city centres and to realise just how close they do actually live. And the vast majority of places, for example, in Harrogate are all within a sort of 20, 30-minute walk of the race route. And so we very much encourage local residents, if they can, to actually walk into the town centres, you know, make a day of it, enjoy it, but wherever possible, leave the car at home.